long and healthy life.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker, rocker, rocker.
You've got Bradley Dean and Jake McMillan here with the Sons of Liberty. First off, if you'd like to know who we are, please go to sonsoflibertyradio.com. That's sonsoflibertyradio.com. And find out who we are, what it is that we do, and if you really want to know, what we look like. On our website, you can also view our mission, our street team pictures, letters from famous people who like us, and of course, a few who don't. Also available are General of God tidbits, as well as a lot of links. And check out our online store for lots of cool stuff. Please also feel free to contact our office for more information on the ministry. Our phone number is 1-866-233-0747. That's 866-233-0747. If you'd like to download this radio program's podcast, they're available at sonsoflibertyradio.com. That's sonsoflibertyradio.com. If you'd like to receive our weekly radio updates via email, you'll be informed ahead of time as to who we'll be having on as a special guest and what topics we'll be discussing that week. Please email us at radio@youcanruninternational.com. That's radio@youcanruninternational.com. Once again, if you'd like to get a hold of us, please call 1-866-233-0747. That's 866-233-0747.
Friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists. Hey, where did I come from? Skeptics. Who are these guys? What are they about? Do they get their degrees?
They're listening.
Hey, where's their?
Where did they get their accreditation?
We got to know where they got their diploma from.
Yeah, credentials.
Credentials is the word. You lunatics out there, man. These guys are just telling me so much truth. My head just keeps spinning around. Weirdos. Booga, 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 booga.
It's wrecking my credentials.
Yeah, I heard about you guys.
Boo!
Yeah,
scary.
I heard about you guys.
Ah!
Oh, yeah, those guys would never lie to millionaires. And assorted bad guys. I want to get them. I heard you're fast.
Them guys are bad.
Real bad.
Yeah, I heard they were bad. That guy was bad.
It's a good thing we're sitting down. Carrie's got that one now.
That guy was bad.
A real bad, bad guy. July 13th, Friday, 2012, my friends. And you have with you yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean and Jake McMillan, the guy that we call the other guy. As usual, if you'd like to check us out online, please do. sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertyradio.com. If you'd like to be a part of my Facebook, please do. Bradley Dean, double E on my Facebook. You can follow me on my Twitter, BradleyDean1. Again, on my Twitter, BradleyDean1. Folks, again, if you'd like to be a part of the show, please do. That number is 1-877-807-9977. 1-877-807-9977. Now, folks, this is the show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that, other guy? Because
it is a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. And you'll notice, too, when your brains get stuck in somebody else's head, then you'll start to do goofy things.
Well, you act just like them.
Reform welfare? You'll find that story on our Facebook page.
Okay. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com.
Most importantly, we're talking about the news that we are making. And, folks, if you have not read the latest column by Bradley Dean, Can Conservatives Win Without the Youth Vote?
Yes.
It's a no-brainer.
Yeah. Front page, WND.
Unless you invest, you won't have a savings, and it's the same thing in culture. If you don't invest into this generation, they're not going to save you in the next generation.
You don't bless them now, they're going to curse you later.
You got it. I had an opportunity to sit with a few business owners this morning. They do a little business getting together. These are business owners. And I just started talking about this generation, showed that video that we've showed before and we sent on our email list of a young man who has no idea who Barack Obama is running against, but he does not like Barack Obama anymore. but he has no idea who the alternative is. The point is the conservatives have left off reaching that generation,
yeah.
Which is why you have the Sons of Liberty and people that do care about this next generation.
Them good people. Jesus told us to beware of the leaven of the Herods. Those are the conservatives of the yep. day. And beware of the leaven of the Pharisees, which is the religious people of the day. Yep. It's a hard line to draw right down the center of all that and walk that line. It really is. But that's what this ministry is at.
That's
and this
right.
is what this radio show is about, is going right down the center. It's not partial. It's not bipartisan in any sense of the word. It's truth. It's
that's
standing
true.
On the word of God, our Constitution, our law. Not about debate. It's about the way it is and the way it needs to be.
One Constitution. Brad, it's had an opportunity now. You guys have been following the press, following the Facebook feeds. Obviously, you know about the victory in Dunkerton. We're going back. You know about with Rachel Maddow and what's going on with the judge there.
Just on AFA about a half hour ago.
With Mr. Brian Fisher. Bradley just did an interview there the other day. It was on the Rusty Humphreys Show. Over 3 million listeners. It's a syndicated all over 300 stations. Coming up next week, if you guys are big Man Cow Muller. I don't mean to insult Man Cow, but I've never heard of him before.
Yeah.
But,
well, that's kind of a funky name, though.
Yes, it is.
Man Cow. I mean, you know, I was laughing at it when Jake told me about it yesterday. I said, Man Cow. And I kept laughing and laughing and laughing and laughing. I said, Man Cow. And I said, maybe that's why he calls himself Man Cow.
Could be.
Because this is the kind of response he wants to get. I don't know.
You'll never forget that name.
No, no way.
Also, our friend Mr. Steve Dace. And folks, any of you have seen this guy speaks out on it big time. This guy's gotten more flack nationally speaking than most radio show hosts have. And guess what? He wants to have Bradley Dean on the show.
Amen.
And why not? Because people, when you are controversial, it's not an issue of you being controversial.
People
it's because of enemies that go out there and try to make you as such. We're just Americans.
Well, I think the thing is leadership. How can you be a Christian today and not be a controversialist?
You can. It's impossible.
That's
if you're
right.
following the Bible, is the controversy here. It's our God that's the controversy.
You know, I had a CBS reporter call me yesterday. By the way, that's out there as well. It's on the music section of CBS if you'd like to check that out. But what was interesting, he says, well, you're a controversial guy. I said, well, can I ask you something? I said, what makes me controversial? I didn't make me controversial. I'm standing on the two foundations of who we are as a country, right? And as a Christian nation, 86%
right.
that profess.
Yep.
Who's made me controversial?
Yep.
I haven't done it. The people that are guilty of sin before God are the ones that are controversial.
Mm-hmm.
They have an issue with God. And the bottom line is they intend or desire to shoot the messenger.
That's right. And it shows you what it's all about. What is it about, you know, Bradley Dean or the Sons of Liberty that's so controversial?
Truth.
We talk about the Constitution. Is that controversial? We talk about the Bible. Is that controversial? Truth in and of itself, because it's truth, it can never change. You can't dilute it down. It doesn't switch. So that's what's controversial. And anybody that'll stand for that, they try to
yeah.
make that the straw man.
Yeah.
Say, there's the boogeyman. There's the
yeah.
boogeyman. No, truth is what truth is. 40, 50 years ago, people would say, yeah, you should be speaking about what you're speaking about on the radio.
Yeah.
But now all of a sudden,
because the people that have made me controversial would all be sitting in jail today.
That's right.
That's right.
They would be too scared to come out of the closet, for example.
Yep. Well, in this particular
come
case,
out, yeah.
yeah. Exactly. Well, hey, folks, what's going to happen today is I'm going to give you some good news at the end of the day. I'm going to show you a couple things that are going on. Well, actually, I'll show you one thing that's going on. I like to PowerPoint things as to what's going on nationally. I just want to talk about what Obama's doing at the end of the show, and then I also want to give you another victory report as to what's going on in Des Moines, Iowa right now with Planned Parenthood, because there's a huge, huge, huge lawsuit coming down on Planned Parenthood again, folks. In the process of that, we're going to talk about President Andrew Jackson and what kind of a controversial figure actually got that man saved and who stood back and didn't do anything about it. You're going to like this. Be right back.
If you'd like to know who we are, go to sonsoflibertyradio.com and find out who we are, what it is we do, and if you really want to know, what we look like. On our website, you can also view our mission, letters from famous people who like us, and of course a few who don't. And check out our online store for lots of cool stuff. Also, feel free to contact our office for more information on the ministry. Church Leadership Times, which is every Thursday at 7 p.m. and Sunday at 11 a.m. Our phone number is 1-866-233-0747. If you'd like to download this radio program's podcast, they're also available at sonsoflibertyradio.com. sonsoflibertyradio.com. If you'd like to receive our weekly radio updates via email, you'll be informed ahead of time who we'll be having on as a special guest and what topics we'll be discussing that week. Contact us through sonsoflibertyradio.com. If you'd like to get a hold of us, call 1-866-233-0747.
The summer specials are on at HHA, Herbal Healer Academy. Current customers know this is the time to save big at herbalhealer.com. And new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Right now, Herbal Healer's summer specials include our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Liquid CalMag Vitamin D and Organic Iodine, CoQ10 with Hawthorn, Colon Enhancer, Super 2, Natural Laxative, our exceptional product Tonixin, Memory Power, and Super Male and Femplex, all on sale for summer at HerbalHealer.com. Also get 10% off on the Herbal Healer Academy Survival Course, information that might save your life. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on to our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy at herbalhealer.com.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy 3 Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
Welcome back to the Sons of Liberty. You got Bradley and Jake. Folks, again, heads up, 1-877-807-9977. If you'd like to check us out online, please do sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertyradio.com. Jake, do we got the icon so people can start downloading?
Yep, there is an app right now, and folks, we are working on getting that up on our website so you can click on it. But GCN has apps. That's the GCN Live, the Genesis Communication Network, the company that syndicates our program. They have apps now, so if you have a Droid, you can literally get a Sons of Liberty app. So very soon we're going to have that posted up on our website and also on our Facebook page. So you just click on it. It's on your cell phone all the time. It streams 24 hours a day. So you get a dose of 24 hours of Sons of Liberty Radio.
Cool.
That is very cool.
Yes.
Technology.
I think it's incredible.
It really is.
I know it is. I mean, when you guys are sitting there showing me all this stuff last night, folks, we had dinner with Ted Anderson yesterday. Great. He really is.
Yeah.
I don't care if he was the owner of GCN or not, but the guy's a cool guy.
Yeah.
He's a really cool guy. He's so cool, he even bought us dinner.
Yeah.
Now, to all the employees down at GCN, did you hear that? He bought us dinner. Mm-hmm. They're going to say, Chad!
We bought our dinner.
But what a cool guy, and what a smart guy.
Yeah.
And I don't
crazy.
Mean that in a funny way. I mean that in a serious sense that he's a smart guy. He's an intellectual dude. And how couldn't he be to build what he built? Built.
You go into his office, he's got like computers ripped open with cords pulling out, and this guy like knows how to do everything in his system. Yeah. He also owns Midas Resources.
Kind of reminds me of another guy that you'd say, "Why is the sky blue?" And he'll tell you why it's blue. It's like, okay, I was just curious.
And you
feel like a little mouse over in the corner. It's like, all right, just kind of squeak along.
You try to get away, and he's like, no, there's more. I need to tell you more.
He's a really cool guy, and he's a smart guy. But he started to show us all these downloads and what you can do on a phone. And I said to him, I said, no, I'm sorry, guys, but maybe I'm just a little slow on the uptake, but am I socially retarded? Because both these guys got these high-tech phones. I mean, they look like Cadillacs. Yeah. They got, like, these chrome rims on them and everything.
Spin.
Yeah, you got the little Mexican dangle walls on them. Yeah, you get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And I'm saying, what is all this stuff? And he started to talk about what you could do on the phone with Sons of Liberty now. And I was seriously blown away.
Yeah.
And I, for a second there, this doesn't happen very often, but I kind of felt inferior.
Intimidated a little, maybe?
What?
The knowledge? You know, I got to be honest. I got one of those phones, but I have no idea how to use it. What he was saying to me was foreign to me. All I know is you can get these things called apps.
I see what Jake was doing is he was being the silent one, so he wasn't considered a fool.
That's right.
So I was the one blurting this out, my foolishness, right?
That's right. I was just being
How
quiet.
Does this all work? And Jake's sitting over there, oh, no, I get it. Yeah, nodding to everything Ted said.
Oh, I get it. I know it can be done. I just don't know how to do it.
Yeah, good stuff.
So that's why we have to get our folks to put it on Facebook so you guys can grab this app and also on Sons of Liberty Radio.
Seriously, I want one.
Mm-hmm.
I want one.
It's too bad I don't know how to put it on.
You're a Sons of Liberty. I'm a Sons of Liberty. You want to be a Sons of Liberty, too?
You can get a shirt. We got shirts.
I had someone on Facebook today, how do I become a member? I said, a member of what? Question mark. You got to call in.
We got
What number is that? That's 1-866-233-0747 if you want to become a member of Sons of Liberty. 1-866-233-0747. If you want any more information, give us a call. Heather will pick it up. 1-877-807-9977. I got to get to topic, but did you want the last word?
No, I think that's about all.
Well, I think it's important.
The Android and the... and the things, and then all the interviews that's been going on. Folks, you just got to stay in the loop.
Yeah, really. And we had some good news yesterday, some encouraging things come out of this, because we were asking about the second hour, friends. And I said, Ted, people are asking for a second hour. That's all I'm telling you. I don't want to push anybody out of the way. I said, I wouldn't want to do that. I wouldn't ask you to do that. When it falls into place, let it fall into place. So, folks, for those that want a second hour, when it falls into place, it will fall into place. Because I don't want to do the wrong thing to try to put my feet on someone's shoulders to get a little bit higher in them. Because there's other people that are asking for more time. I'm not asking. I'm just throwing it out there and letting Ted know. And the good news on top of that is he shared with us yesterday that our numbers have completely doubled as far as listenership. So we want to tell you folks that are listening to us and putting up with me and Jake on a daily basis, 6 days a week, we wanted to tell you thank you very much for your tolerance.
Definitely. And thank you for telling all of your friends, because each one of you had to have told one person.
Yeah, I mean, folks, we're getting like 500 inquiries a day, and the majority of them are coming from Genesis Communication Networks.
Your listeners.
So, again, I know what it is. People want the truth. They want constitutional and biblical truth. They want to know where to put their feet. They want to know where they came from, and they want to know where they're going. And they're not going to know where they're going until they know where they came from. So, that's why they listen.
Yep.
And they know that we're going to say it. We're the conscience of America. People are tired of the diplomacy that goes on in the radio and the debate. Diplomacy is seduction in another guise, said Ben Franklin. People are tired of it. They just sit back and say, we're tired of this rhetoric.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, come on.
I'd rather be ice fishing.
Come on.
Let's
start having some church here. It's rhetoric.
Hallelujah.
It's like, okay, you said that yesterday. You said that about a year ago, and you said that about 3 years ago.
Put some different music behind it and say it again, would you?
These are the same people you've been complaining about that have committed crime after crime
crime.
Bad. Assaulting the American people and our foundation, but yet you're still talking. Congratulations. Over the last 40 years, you've talked yourself out of liberty.
That's right. And only 4 more months left of this, and then we can get something different.
Sure.
You know, just 4 more. Just endure it. Grit your teeth. And
the way that you do that is you just keep the facts out of the debate.
That's right.
Because if there was facts involved, there would be no debate.
Facts. Stubborn. Stubborn facts.
Folks, important message. You guys all remember that guy, Andrew Jackson, number 7 of the president, one of the presidents of the United States of America. And this guy, he was a hardcore. He was a little warrior.
Yes, he was.
I believe he was 5'8".
Anybody heard
I'm 6'5".
Anybody heard of Florida? You can thank Andrew Jackson for that.
Really?
Yeah.
So with that, when I seen his suit, I thought, well, whose kid's that? But that was actually Andrew Jackson.
Yeah, it was his.
Because I'm, you know, head and shoulders.
And he,
you know, kind of like Saul was to the children of Israel.
Yeah, he was a head above.
Yeah.
A cut above.
Just like Ben Franklin said of George Washington, he's tall enough, he's got to lead something up.
Always the tallest man in the room. Bring it.
The average age during the 1700s was 5'8".
Oh, the height?
5'7", yep. What did I say?
Oh, age. I thought you were
Height. Jeez.
5'7", 5'8".
Honey, can I get a Coke in here, please?
You know, you were talking about Andrew Jackson's feet. He was 5'8", which is a
I'm not talking about his feet.
Well,
I'm
you're right. You weren't. I was thinking his feet when you were talking, because he had these itty-bitty shoes. We were like, whose shoes are those?
Now, let me ask you something here, bro. Why in the heck are you thinking about feet?
Because I just remember sitting down there, and you and I both looked at those shoes.
I'm sorry. That's how small Jake is.
And asked who?
Jake is so small, looking at his feet eye to eye.
Now you want to see me, don't you, folks?
And I was looking down at his suit. Serious. I was looking down at his suit, and I was looking down at his suit, and I thought, whose kid's that?
But it wasn't a kid. It was him. Hey, think about that. So a president goes out and fights in war.
You guys thought I had like a black tape wrapped around my glasses, didn't you? Like one of the Revenge of the Nerds back in the 80s. That's right. You got to kind of like change your tune every once in a while.
We hear that guy a lot.
Okay, but what was your point?
But he goes down and risks his life for this country to secure the rights of people in America, defend the Constitution.
Wait, what were you just saying to yourself? Your deed if you do and your debt. Okay, gotcha.
And then...
She throws her hands out. Can I do anything right? You got to feel the moment.
Keep the mics on.
What's your problem? Right. Don't you know what I'm thinking?
Come on.
All right, Jake,
I'm
sorry.
Read minds over there?
You're thinking of his feet. I'm thinking, whose kid is this because his suit was so small.
Yeah, I thought it was his shoes, though.
And I'm not kidding. That's how tiny this guy was. Yep. But he was a bad boy.
Yeah, he was.
He had a sword on his side.
Think about it. After he risked his life for this country, then he went and ran for president of the United States.
Did he run?
He became the commander-in-chief. Yeah, he swept it by a landslide.
Well, I was just asking.
Yeah, he probably did a lot of running.
He wasn't walking.
He had a horse,
running.
Too.
Okay,
he had a horse, too.
Yep. Went to the Hermitage.
Yep, Hermitage.
Hermitage. Yep. What did I say?
Hermitage.
Oh, my goodness.
I'm not sure what a Hermitage
Honey,
is.
Honey, I need a Coke. Please. I didn't get my Coca-Cola today. People are waiting for that ride.
But just think about that.
It's like the circus when people turn us on. It's like, man, I feel like I'm going on a ride when I listen to these guys.
Tick, tick,
well, you are, because I'm on the ride, too. Sugar high.
Ready for the down?
Yes.
So you have Ulysses Grant. He was a president after he fought and risked his neck for this country.
Yeah, but he wasn't a very upright individual. He was drunk.
But the point is, well, for a portion of his life, then he got sobered up, wrote a book.
He got sobered up when he wanted public opinion to be behind him to become the president of the United States. My wife's sitting out there, friends with the Coca-Cola in her hand. Do you guys want me to drink this? I know they do.
Okay.
All right.
Well, you got two segments left after this one.
Yes, I do, and I got to get to the point.
Yes.
You know, we brought up Andrew Jackson's name.
Yep.
He was the seventh president of the United States.
A patriot.
Little guy. Got stuck on the fact that he was a little guy. Talking about his suit. You were talking about his feet.
Shoes.
You were talking about his shoes.
Yeah. Those shoes were teeny. Teeny shoes.
What size do you think they are?
I don't know, but I looked at them. No way. 5'8". That's not that bad. I mean, some guys in the ministry are about 5'8". And they just wear a size 9. But this guy was like a size 7. Maybe even a 6.
Well, that's pretty small compared to my shoe because I got a size 23.
Yep. 23. You want to see it, don't you, folks?
It's a big foot.
Sons of Liberty.
They call me Sasquatch in some parts of the continents of the, you know, the seven continents of the world.
Does anybody try to like get you and like stuff you in a museum?
No, because they're trying to figure out why is that guy got size 23 for feet.
Uh-huh.
He looks like Elvis, but he's got long hair. Some people think he's Fabio. My wife thinks I'm Fabio. Yeah, without the big.
I remember that guy.
Without the big head.
Fabio.
If the guy didn't have hair in his head.
The My War documentary is brought to you by the Sons of Liberty. In this documentary, you will see firsthand what happens when you teach the Constitution in public schools, how the media is lying to the American people, how our posterity is being lied to through indoctrination, and what it takes to bring about real change. You will also be brought back to the foundations of who we are as a people and receive insight into topics such as our founding fathers, abortion, the moral decline of our nation, and much more. Listen to a few responses from the nationwide premiere screening of this documentary.
Absolutely fantastic.
I came all the way from Hollywood for this, and I would say, you know, this is what is really going to break the back of the camel out there.
He didn't mess around with words. We need to be able to stand up as a society and say, enough is enough.
Everybody in America should see this.
If we don't speak the truth, they're not going to know the truth, and this is full of truth.
To order your copy of this documentary series, go to youcanruninternational.com, youcanruninternational.com, or call 1-866-233-0747.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Did you know that gold and silver contain healing properties? It's true. Since the beginning of mankind's history, gold and silver have not only been used as real money, but also for healing our minds and bodies. UtopiaSilver.com is your leading source for colloidal silver and colloidal gold, offering supplement protocols that can heal and enhance your health. Protocols for boosting the immune system, insomnia, yeast infections, herpes, and countering the effects of vaccinations and radiation poisoning. And now UtopiaSilver.com encourages the use of real money with this buy one, get one free real money special. For details on your colloidal silver and colloidal gold supplements, call 888-213-4338 and ask about 50% off for first-time customers. That's 888-213-4338 or visit UtopiaSilver.com. UtopiaSilver.com, fighting for liberty and healing one American at a time.
He takes on the ruling class.
Fabian for Liberty.
He offers piercing political analysis.
Fabian for Liberty.
He's on the front lines of restoring the Republic.
Fabian for Liberty.
Fabian for Liberty. Spelled F-A-B-I-A-N. The number 4, Liberty. Fabian for Liberty.
Fabian for Liberty.
Subscribe now for weekly updates on the Fabian for Liberty YouTube channel. Helping humanity prepare in uncertain times. FabianForLiberty.com. The next generation of alternative media.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
Iodine protection packs from HempUSA.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include microplant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock. Save you money and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
Andrew Jackson, the 7th President of the United States, was better known for his attendance at duels than at church. At 5'7".
He's a vicious man.
But on a particular Monday in October of 1818, he decided to visit a revival service in Nashville, Tennessee, where the controversial Peter Cartwright was scheduled to speak. As it happened, the general entered as the preacher was reading his text, "For what shall it profit a man if he shall gain the whole world and yet lose his own soul?" Mark 8:36. With all the seats already occupied, the famous Indian fighter and war hero was content to stand gracefully leaning on the middle post. At the sight of his stately appearance, the host pastor, a certain Brother Mac, became nervous in the extreme. Seated on the platform directly behind the pulpit, he tugged on Cartwright's jacket, whispering, "General Jackson has come in. General Jackson has come in." Cartwright was aghast at the pastor's double standard. "I felt a flash of indignation run all over me like an electric shock, and facing about to my congregation and purposely speaking out audibly, I said, 'Who is General Jackson? If he don't get his soul converted, God will damn him as quick as he would anyone else.'" The preacher tucked his head down and squatted low and would no doubt have been thankful for the leave of absence. The congregation, the General Jackson and all, smiled or laughed right out at all the preacher's expense. When the congregation was dismissed, my city stationed preacher stepped up to me and very sternly said to me, "You are the strangest man that I ever saw, and General Jackson will chastise you for your insolence before you leave the city." "Very clear of it," said I. for General Jackson, I have no doubt, will applaud my course. And if he should undertake to chastise me, there is two as to that that can play the game. Must be a little King James version in here. Next morning, very early, my city preacher went down to the hotel to make an apology to General Jackson for my conduct in warning him to flee from the wrath to come because of what he said the night before in the pulpit. Shortly after he had left, I passed by the hotel and I met the general on the pavement. And before I approached him by several steps, he smiled, reached out his hand and said, "Mr. Cartwright," the controversial pastor, friends. President Jackson said to him, "You're a man after my own heart." He said, "I'm very surprised at Mr. Mack to think that I would be offended at you." "No, sir," said Mr. Jackson. "I told him that I highly approved of your independence, that a minister of Jesus Christ ought to love everybody and fear no mortal man. I told Mr. Mack that if I had a few thousand such independent, fearless officers as you were, and a well-drilled army," he said, "I could take old England." This is called putting the truth into perspective, friends, and the faithful in the light. Retirement years brought on seasons of serious reflection to Mr. Jackson. The seed sown by Peter Cartwright was finally ready to bear fruit as God's word was not about to return void. Chamberlain writes, quote, unquote, "The evening of his stormy life had come. The remains of his much-loved wife were resting in the humble graveyard near the house. At last, thoughts of eternity were forced upon him, and after attending a series of religious meetings, Jackson became greatly convicted of his sin. And why? Because of that faithful preacher, Mr. Peter Cartwright. He passed the night walking in his chamber in anguish and in prayer. In the morning, he announced to his family his full conviction that he had repented of his sins, transgression of God's law, 1 John 3:4, and through faith in Jesus Christ had obtained forgiveness. Family prayer was immediately established. He was privileged to read the Bible twice before he passed on. On May 29, 1845, only a few weeks before his death, Jackson declared, "Sir, I am in the hands of a merciful God. I have full confidence in his goodness and mercy." "The Bible is true," said Mr. Jackson. "Upon that sacred volume, I rest my hope for eternal salvation through the merits and blood of our blessed Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ." Sounds like he had proper understanding of the Word of God. Today you hear the blood of Jesus. "Oh, sounds like a cult. Sounds like a cult." Well, let me tell you something, Mr. Wise Guy. If it wasn't for the blood of Jesus Christ, we would not have redemption or liberty. If it wasn't for the blood and the natural of your veterans in Arlington, you wouldn't have the freedom you have, would you? So know what you're talking about before you say something stupid. And keep in mind, the Bible talks about the sacrifice over 444 times. How much have you heard about the blood of the sacrifice today from the pulpit? Thank you. Finally, on June 8, 1845, just moments before he sailed into eternity, Jackson reassured with every one of these words, "My dear children, do not grieve for me," said Mr. Jackson. "It is true. I am going to leave you. I am well aware of my situation. I have suffered much bodily pain, but my sufferings are as nothing compared with that which our blessed Redeemer endured upon the accursed cross, that all might be saved who put their trust in him. God will take care of you for me. I am God's. I belong to him. I go but a short time before you, and I hope and trust to meet you all in heaven, both white and black." Isn't that interesting?
Complete conversion, it sounds like.
And before expiring, Andrew Jackson made a last appeal for America to build her future on the blessed word of God. That book, sir, is the rock upon which our republic rests. Hallelujah for the old-time religion, said the President of the United States of America. If it wasn't for that faithful preacher to warn of his sins, he would have never been saved. Most of what you hear today, America, is, "Oh, you can't say that to people. But who are you to judge? You can't point the finger like that." No, pointing the finger saves the soul because it converts the one that's guilty of the sin. How can the act be apart from the actor? Hello? Well, the professed church of the day shied away from their duty because of a man.
titans.
Maybe they forgot that which is highly esteemed among men is an abomination in the sight of God. Wow. They showed more homage to a man than they did the God that they said they served, but not with Peter Cartwright.
That's right.
That boy was faithful, and because of it, he's up in heaven with others that he was faithful to point the finger at. Yeah. And they thank God that faithful are the wounds of a friend, because they knew that the kisses of an enemy were deceitful, mm-hmm. and they didn't work. And they also understood that a flattering tongue spoils the soul. Why do we give the truth? Because God gave us the truth.
And just look at the reciprocal effect of that. When he spoke to a president, his salt influenced a president. That president influenced our entire nation. That's what the church's job is to be, is salt and light. We're talking about influencing. So many people say, I have to respect the office. You know, he says he's a Christian. No, you need to call him out to get it right. Otherwise, the whole nation suffers.
Yeah.
It's not just an issue of him and hurting his feelings and his office. His office is represented by the suffrage that we give to it.
Well, remember what John the Baptist said? When he was having his baptism out in the wilderness, mm-hmm. when all the Pharisees and the soldiers and the religious people and the governmental people came out to his baptism, they said, are you the Christ? Remember what he did is he turned and called them a bunch of what?
Yeah. Who warned you?
You vipers, Pharisees, snakes, venomous devils.
Yeah. I mean, calling somebody a snake, just think about this back then. This is a side note. Calling somebody a snake is like calling them Satan himself. What was Satan in the Garden of Eden?
That's
a
right.
serpent. That's how despised that creature was to that culture then. He called him the devil.
Yeah.
He looked right at him. The hierarchy. Well, the
you
soldier,
can't say that.
Well, you got to say it a different way.
It was the same John the Baptist that pointed out King Herod in all of his evils as well.
That's
what
right.
prophet didn't in the Bible?
That's, it seems to me, if I recall, the prophets were sent generally to the kings and to the priests, the upper echelon.
To bring about reformation. Yeah. Yes.
They went right for them. They didn't stop and say to the bootmaker, hey, by the way, repent of your sins. Went right towards the king.
Let me tell you why it went to the king. Because once the king said it right, it was going to be right for everybody.
That's right.
And that shows you how much love the prophet had for his people.
Yep.
Firstly, his God, and then his people, mm-hmm. and even his king. Mm-hmm. But that king in that particular case, because John the Baptist pointed out all of his sin, that is a faithful witness. That is the church's witness to be the light of the world, which exposes darkness, friends. Not panders with it and plays with it and debates it. No, it points it out. Repent. For the kingdom of heaven is at hand. Repent. That's the message.
Yeah.
That's not weird to me. It makes total sense. Perfect sense.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah? And John the Baptist did his job, didn't he?
Yes.
He said when he saw the many of the Pharisees and the Sadducees coming to him, where he was baptizing, he said to them, you brood of vipers. Different
Ooh.
Translation. This is, I'll go over to the King James. Hang on a second, friends. I'll go back over to the King James. But when he saw many of the Pharisees and Sadducees come to his baptism, he said unto them, O you generation of vipers, who hath warned you to flee from the wrath to come? Now, just check that scene out. Here's Harry John. Here's prophet Elijah come forth with the spirit of Elijah upon him. Camel's hair, a leathern girdle. The dude was eating locusts and honey. Probably wasn't very appealing, was he? He wasn't wearing soft raiment, as Jesus said.
Right.
He said, this is the greatest prophet born of women, but he doesn't look like you. He doesn't smell like you. He doesn't talk like you. But I want to tell you something. John the Baptist, friends, he's talking to you. He's talking to you. Oh, generation of vipers, who hath warned you to flee from the wrath to come? This is a religious nation. John the Baptist is talking to the religious people. And to those that didn't know the difference, that's why they came to the baptism. And John said, who's warned you to flee from the wrath to come? In other words, John was saying, because they haven't warned you to flee from the wrath to come, I'm going to do it for them. They have left it off. They have left off law, judgment, mercy, and faith. And if they don't understand law and judgment, it's because they don't understand mercy and faith. And they definitely don't understand righteousness. Case in point. Talked to a prophet in Minneapolis 10 years ago. He was a real prophet. He was nailing stuff. He was telling you things. Only the Spirit of God knew. John 4, when Jesus was speaking to the Samaritan woman. And I remember I said to him, I said, so what kind of a prophet are you? And I was just a baby Christian. And he said, I'm a preacher of righteousness. I said, so you're a preacher of law and judgment. He said, what are you talking about? How are you going to be a preacher of righteousness if you don't understand what law and judgment are? And I said, how do you understand the New Testament if you don't understand the Old Testament? He was totally confounded. America, Jesus was a preacher of the circumcision who went to the Jews that were broken by the law. That's why the good news was preached to them, because they were repentant to receive the kingdom of heaven and not in before. You are Gentiles. Be right back after this break.
The Sons of Liberty is willing to do what it takes to ensure that you and your posterity remain in this blessed country full of the possibilities of liberty. However, our work cannot go on without you. We rely on the generosity of faithful listeners like you. We're asking you to become a son or daughter of liberty and partner with us financially. The future of our nation is depending on it. All donations are tax deductible, and with a gift of $50 or more, we'll send you a special Sons of Liberty message. Call 1-866-233-0747. That's 1-866-233-0747. Or go online and donate at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings you responses like this.
I just wanted to call to say that I really enjoy your program. I think this is a big part of the message you're trying to get out. Can't be said enough how important it is to be proactive in these times.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com. sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Would it save you time to get the best quality water filters and the best quality storable foods from one company? You bet it would, and now you can at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Big Berkey water filter products and great-tasting, long-lasting, storable, wise foods are both now available on one website, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Wise foods, ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches and come with a 25-year shelf life. Big Berkey water filters are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. Combine Berkey water filters with Wise foods for an unbeatable preparedness combination. Get free shipping on every order over $50. And GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit Big, BERKEY, waterfilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Or go to BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com.
All whey protein powders are not created equal. Fresh liquid whey has been used for hundreds of years to restore health to the sick and youth to the aging. Why is it that no one reports these benefits from today's whey protein powders? It is because they are all processed with heat or chemicals, which damages them, making them a burden for your body and making it more likely to cause allergies. One World Whey's True Cool process retains all the powerful properties of fresh raw whey in a concentrated powder. One World Whey is speeding up the body's ability to get healthy, and it is replacing the need for many other supplements. To learn how One World Whey may help you with fat loss, the elimination of inflammation and pain, detoxification of heavy metals, intestinal health, brain function, and increases in strength, energy, and muscle size, call 888-988-3325. Mention coupon code KNOCKOUT and you'll receive a free tube of Knockout Pain Cream with your order, which eliminates soft tissue pain in 10 minutes for 90% of users. Call 888-988-3325 or visit OneWorldWhey.com. That's OneWorld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Okay, for the sake of time, I got to give those two promises out. The first one's bad news. The second will be good news. Republicans are accusing the Obama administration of unilaterally gutting welfare reform after the Department of Health and Human Services, of whom Kathleen Sebelius,
oh, she's a great lady, I
yeah, heard. Is yeah. The secretary, quietly notified states that they may seek a waiver for the program's strict work requirements. I told Jake right before, folks, what they're saying is that they're loosening the reins up on welfare recipients, not to make it so hard on them.
And it's federally.
This is sick crap. Friends.
Can I say what this is constitutionally, first of all, no general welfare is not this. It's not food stamps. But what the states do is they offer programs, and states can do it for people that are without work or however the state wants to figure it out. So now the state standards are too high. You got to actually be looking for work if you want food stamps. And then all of a sudden the federal government, the food stamp president, comes in and says, well, we'll make these federal benefits. We'll lower the threshold.
That's
so
right.
If you can't get the state ones because the state's the bad guy, then we're just going to give you some federal
ones.
Remember we're the good guy.
Do you remember when we were doing high schools 10 years ago, and I think it was in Coon Rapids, Minnesota, and we seen all these kids that were troubled kids, friends,
yeah.
And because they couldn't make it in a normal school structure, yeah, they sent them to a special school. And when we got to the special school, instead of it being more strict, you know what they did? They were dictating what the teachers could do and how they could do it.
Yeah.
you better back off me.
Mm-hmm. They do that in the military too, right?
They're starting to. By the way, we just had someone from the ministry that was in the military just show up the other day, and he said, "Hey, folks, the way things that the way the media is trying to make it sound like in the military right now, it's just not working out that way right now. It's simply not true." Okay, they're trying to make it like it's a big overhauled gay military now. Mm-hmm. No, he said that is not the case at all. So he said they're still hiding in the closet because they know people will not accept it. Mm-hmm. And they got a problem with it. That's why you don't see the homosexuals or Planned Parenthood at state fair events. Yeah. They're not accepted.
Yeah, exactly.
People don't want it there. And it's not discrimination. It's law.
That's right.
It's that simple.
It's moral conduct. And I mean, if I remember right, I think 32 states agree that marriage is between man and woman.
Anytime you're right.
The state has gotten
you're
the decision.
Right. Well, all 50 states do that. But because there's people in government that don't understand what God said, where we receive our blessings, then the American people have to basically teach them what it means.
Exactly.
And yet they're the ones that are leading the country to hell in a handbasket.
That's right.
Okay, so there's the bad news. Here's the good news. Des Moines, Iowa, one of the Planned Parenthood former clinic managers has turned whistleblower. Good for you. Claiming that the abortion provider's Heartland branch has scammed Americans and the taxpayers by filing, listen carefully, this is Planned Parenthood, by filing nearly 500,000 fraudulent Medicaid claims over 10 years, netting the organization an illicit $28 million. Friends, I want to ask you a question. How many times does the Planned Parenthood need to be busted for fraud? How many times? Why are they still there? Who does it work for? Why is Obama trying to force you to fund Planned Parenthood? It's a criminal organization. You can't justify killing babies, no matter how you want to say it. Now they're being busted. Sue Thayer, former manager of Iowa Storms Lake and Lamar's Planned Parenthood clinics, has sued the organization under both federal and Iowa False Claims Acts. The lawsuit claims that Planned Parenthood's CML scam began by automatically sending a year's supply of birth control pills to women who came into one of the organization's clinics. The pills were usually sent without a physician's order. Folks, listen, often dispensed to women at levels not medically reasonably or necessary, constituting abuse or overuse, and were even shipped without the patient's consent or foreknowledge. All illegal, friends. Okay? Planned Parenthood then billed Medicaid to the tune of $26.32 for each month's worth of pills, the lawsuit claims, even though the cost of the clinics was only $2.98. Yet a third claim in the lawsuit alleges that Planned Parenthood, so people are ganging up now.
Yep.
Yet a third claim in the lawsuit alleges that Planned Parenthood asked its Medicaid patients to donate to the organization half the cost of their bill, a request with which many patients complied, but then the lawsuit says Planned Parenthood reported the money as a voluntary donation and still billed Medicaid for the full amount of the patient's care. You have to fill in the blank, friends. That's all I can say.
What more can you say? You can't even embellish it because it's
It's all open.
It's right there.
All out in the open. Obama's Kathleen Sebelius and his administration, it's all out in the open.
Yep.
He's not doing anything in the darkness anymore, friends,
because he knows
the people aren't going to hold him accountable. So they just keep letting him roll forward. We got Julia. We'll take Emily first. You got Emily in Minnesota. You got Bradley and Jake. Welcome to the Sons of Liberty.
Oh, hello. You guys were talking about the law earlier, and I was actually talking to this older man the other day from the church that I used to go to, and he was, like, sitting there saying that the Gentiles weren't under the law, that Jesus didn't come to magnify or do away with it, and I'm like, well, sir, how are we supposed to know, like, what our sin is before God if we don't know the moral standards? I'm like, if we don't have moral standards, then how do we know what we're doing wrong? How are we supposed to repent of it?
Why do we have government, then? Take him to the natural. Why do we have government? Yeah, common sense.
And I took him to, like, Romans, and I was like, well, in one part, it says, hold up, it's in chapter, like...
Just say it. I'll probably pick it up for you.
It's Romans chapter 3. It says, we then make void the law through faith? God forbid, we establish the law. And then in chapter 4, it says...
It also says... Hang on a second, Emily. This is a conversation really quick. Romans 3:20 also says, for by the law is the knowledge of sin. There is no sin unless there's a law. I can't get pulled over by a cop and given a ticket if there's no law posted, because it also says in Romans 3, without the law, there is no transgression. So if I'm on a highway and there's no posted law, Right? That's why we have police to enforce the law, and that's why we have laws posted to tell us what's right and what's wrong. Common sense. Christ did not come to abrogate the law. He done away with the ceremonial law within himself through his walk into the New Testament, but the moral law has never been abrogated in any sense of the word. You can also go to Romans 15 because Jesus was a preacher of the circumcision, which means he was a preacher of the law to the Jews that knew the law. And if you go back to Romans 3 again, it talks about how the Jews were given the oracles of God. The oracles are the Ten Commandments. So here you're probably talking to a professed Christian again who doesn't know the word of God. You know, it's interesting when you read the book of Matthew, the first thing it talks about in the book of Matthew is none other than, guess what? Lineage of all of Abraham, Isaac, Jacob.
Those Old Testament guys?
Yeah. Well, yeah, how are you going to understand the New Testament if you don't understand the Old Testament? It doesn't make any sense. It's like seeing a movie and only seeing part two and going around telling everybody about the movie when you didn't even see part one. That's how foolish they are. Now, Emily, I'll give you the last word. You got about 10 seconds.
I don't know how much else to say. All I said after I showed him in the Word, like what it said, he just walked out and he's like, nope, I'm right. I've read longer than you. And I'm like, well, that's what it says.
You know, it's interesting that you would say that. It's interesting that you'd say that. I got to take the next call here, guys, real quick. Thank you for your call, Emily. It's interesting that he would say that. I've read it longer than you have. Oh, you know, it's interesting that David, who kept the testimonies of the Lord, knew more than the ancients. So there's a difference between the doers of the word and the hearers only who deceive themselves. Well, I read. Well, the difference between me and you, reader, is I read and I do. And because I do, I have an understanding of what that word means. Right? Mm-hmm. Common sense. All right, let's go to the next call. We got Julie, Bradley, and Jake, Sons of Liberty. Welcome. Thank you for calling in.
Hey. No problem. Okay, so you're mentioning about abortion.
Hang on a second. Is this Julie that we talked to yesterday on the radio show?
That's correct. I just every single day.
You know what? We totally appreciate it, but I want to ask you something. Were you offended by anything yesterday when we were on the radio?
No.
Okay. Just wanted to make sure.
No, I wasn't offended at all.
Just wanted to make sure. Yeah. Thank you.
All right. Fair enough.
Of course, you know that when you call in, we're going to harass you. All right. Go ahead.
I get you.
Okay.
So, I had this conversation with this guy who was talking about we were hitting on the issue of abortion, and he's like, well, Jesus said, the least you've done unto my brother, and you also done unto me. And I said, well, wait a minute. So you're saying you support the idea of abortion, the right to choice. I said, the Bible says that God hates those who shed innocent blood. And I said, oh, and by the way, the babies didn't ask to be killed. And I said, God and Jesus Christ don't contradict with each other.
That's right.
You need to check your facts before you go and open your mouth. No. And he's just like, well, I don't agree with you. And I'm like, well, good for you. But next time you need to read your Bible and actually read it in context, because Christ never contradicts what the Word says, because he says he only speaks and does what the Father asks him to do.
Amen.
That's it.
Yeah, that's right.
You know?
Yep. Well, good for you.
Preach it.
Well, this is awesome. I mean, we got these people listening. We got them up there preaching like this.
Do it.
Julie, thank you for the phone call. We got 1 minute left. Jake, I'll give it to you. I do want to answer her comment and
then I'll default the mic.
She didn't really ask me a question, but I just want to comment to what she was saying there. One school out of 336 high schools that we've done, hundreds of thousands of students, one girl, speaking of the issue of abortion, never had anybody mad about it. This one girl came up to me and she said, I don't agree with you. And I said, well, it's a good thing your mom did. Guess what, folks? That was the end of the conversation.
What more do you say to that?
Yep.
Oh, those facts.
Proverbs 6. God hates hands that shed innocent blood. That's enough for me.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you, Mom. Thank you, Dad, for listening to God. Appreciate it. Because if it wasn't for them, we wouldn't be here right now. Folks, we love you. 2 to 4 tomorrow, Central Standard Time Zone. It's Friday today, right? Wow. This is crazy business,
Blue.
Folks. It did.
Still
did you guys
flying.
Want me to sing that song again?
Yes, quickly.
I'll wait till next week. This will get them to come back.
Bring it back.
Talk to you tomorrow. All right. Yeah, we'll talk to you tomorrow. Love you.
Will I have garlic breath after I take Ali-C?
We get that question all the time about the world's best garlic extract, Ali-C. And the answer is, Ali-C contains stabilized allicin, nature's antimicrobial agent, and the active ingredient in crushed garlic, but will not give you garlic breath. Scientifically proven in double-blind studies, using low doses of allicin greatly reduces the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Our powerful Ali-C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin. Just one tablet of Ali-C is equivalent to 40 garlic cloves. It's effective against asthma.
asthma, MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections, and helps lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. Plus, it's a natural mosquito repellent. Boosts resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Allie C. For more information and to order Allie C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 877-888-7126 or garlichealthproducts.com. Fight back with Allie C.